Jews were originally brought to the region between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers more than 2,500 years ago. By the late 1940s, in what became modern Iraq, Jews numbered more than 250,000. Many were successful merchants, traders, and bankers. Today in Baghdad, 35 Jews remain. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
It took four tries on four separate days before Mohammed Jassim finally agreed to open the metal doors that protect Meir Tawag Synagogue. Mohammed apologizes for appearing rude, but normally he won't let anyone in. For the past 10 years, the 37-year-old served as the groundskeeper and protector of the two elderly Jews who live here. Tawfiq Sofer closes his wrinkled eyelids and smiles as he recites a prayer. Tawfiq is 90, the oldest living link to an ancient Baghdad community. As Tawfiq recalls, his family hails from a long line of distinguished Baghdad religious scholars, men known as Hahams, the wise ones.
Haham Yaqub, Haham Abraham.
The last wise man of Baghdad's Jewish community, Haham Sassoon, died more than a decade ago. It was then that Mohammed Jassim began to look after the synagogue, and in particular, Tawfiq Sofer, and another Jewish man, Yusuf Salmoun.
My father worked with the Sofer family for many years, and they were good to him. They took care of my father when he was a young man, and they took care of me from the time I was a boy. Although I'm a Muslim, these two old men are more than fathers, and now it's my duty to look after them.
During the 20 nights of aerial bombing in March, Mohammed never left the synagogue. In the days immediately after the fall of Baghdad, he fired several warning shots from his pistol to keep looters at bay. About 5 minutes' walk from Meir Tawag Synagogue lives 82-year-old Ezra Levy. He proudly shows off a mural of Hebrew writing inside his modest home.
This means God, Adonai, Adonai hu Elohim.
Ezra's son Imad stands in a corner of the room, wearing an orange skullcap, reading his mid-afternoon prayers from a tattered prayer book. At 38 years old, Imad is the youngest Jewish man in Baghdad. He's also the volunteer rabbi at Meir Tawag Synagogue.
I love it. I'm faithful, very faithful in God. I'm really responsible. Responsible for make a buy, responsible for prepare a meat, kasher. That's honor.
Imad is also the synagogue's key holder. The synagogue's been locked for 3 months, but this afternoon, he agrees to take a visitor inside. The interior is simple. White walls, a balcony for women. Three humble chandeliers hang from the ceiling, and at the far end, an arched alcove holds the antique Torah scrolls. When Imad was a young boy, he says Friday evening services were always crowded.
Yes, 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 many Jewish people. That's full.
These days, Imad can't put together a minyan, the quorum of 10 Jewish men required to hold a prayer service. Most of Baghdad's Jews left in two massive waves, first in 1948 after the founding of the State of Israel, and then in 1970, a year after several Jewish men were publicly hanged, accused by the Ba'athist government of spying for Israel. As Imad reads a prayer, it sounds almost like a requiem for a dying ancient community. There is one thing on his mind these days.
Escape, only escape from here. Now, because I have no future here.
But it's unlikely Imad will leave without his father Ezra. And at 82, Ezra is now too old to leave.
I haven't that power to go now. I am empty because my life is very hard. In these years ago, sometimes you see me very good and sometimes no. Now very good. Alhamdulillah. Tadai Rabbala Adonai.
Thanks to God, Ezra says in Arabic. Thanks to God, he says in Hebrew. Life is just fine now. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.